tuned in to the Roto Experts.
We are back here for hour number two of the Roto Experts. Jarrell Pryor has been demoted to the number three wide receiver on his team. Corey and Scott, just a moment ago, say Jarrell Pryor can safely be dropped in fantasy leagues.
Yep.
Corey and Scott also said Jamison Crowder can safely be dropped in fantasy leagues.
See ya.
And that leads me to Josh Doctson. Doctson last night for Washington had three catches for 39 yards on five targets. But he played a strong majority of the snaps. He played, Jamison Crowder had the most snaps, I'll say this, the most snaps for any Washington wide receiver. But Doctson, who yesterday Jake Seeley was saying still has to surpass Ryan Grant, Doctson played 85% of snaps last night, 54 out of 64, compared to Jarrell Pryor's 30. Doctson didn't do all that much. But after the game, and Scott mentioned the quote before, I'll read it again. We drafted Josh to be the number one guy. He just had some injuries. Now that he's healthy, we want to see what he can do.
Now, especially these next 2 weeks, I think you can go ahead and put him in, insert him into your starting lineup, especially this week coming up. Got the good matchup versus Dallas. So I think you can go into your start. I think you can start putting him through as we work through bye week hell. I think you can start putting Josh Doctson in your starting lineup. He's a player who is trending upward right now. So I think Doctson, if you picked him up and stashed him, I think he's a good guy to have. If you got him off the waiver wire recently, if he's on the waiver wire now, I would make Josh Doctson the priority.
We'll talk about waiver wire priority coming up in a bit here, but Josh Doctson certainly has to be on the list. I know Matt stashed him. I've picked him up, and I'm stashing him in a couple places. I don't know what he can turn into, Scott, but seeing that he now had played, 85% of the snaps, you got to be encouraged.
Look, opportunity doesn't always lead to production, but you got to give this kid a chance. They drafted him high. He's already made a few plays with more reps. Like, look, the guy didn't have a rookie season. It's like he's a rookie now. There's definitely a lot of potential there. You take a little bit of, you don't feel 100% comfortable with it because he hasn't shown you a big breakthrough week yet, but look, it's a lot of bye weeks right now. There's a lot of uncertainty in fantasy football. The potential is definitely there. You got to take the crack on it.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, it's interesting. I have Josh Doctson, and I'm excited to see what happens from it. I'm excited to see if I can get...
If I was a Josh Doctson owner, I would be excited also.
Yeah, there you go. We'll take a break. When we come back, six teams are on a bye. We'll go over which six teams they are and who we have to replace. And we do it live on YouTube. So turn on those computers, get on your phones. Watch us next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Hello, YouTube. I'm Greg. This is Exec.
Fantasy Executive.
What's up? How you doing?
What's goody?
Hope you're feeling good coming out of week number 7 and into week number 8. The problem is, gentlemen, there are six teams on bye here going into week number 8. Let's start in Green Bay. Those are three wide receivers. Randall Cobb, Davante Adams, and Jordy Nelson. Before I get into how to replace them, we talked about players just drop, right? Jarrell Pryor, Jamison Crowder. Can you drop Randall Cobb?
I'm not going to go as far as to say you can drop Randall Cobb. Let's see how
it's
it
bye
looks.
Week, though.
Let's see how it looks after the bye week. Give the young man a chance to get, well, I hope most of the team hangs around. I don't know if they go to, on vacation whenever
maybe
during the bye
UCLA
week.
UCLA in practice, not like in Green Bay.
Yeah, but still, he needs to, let the young man get through the bye week, see what he has done with his weapons before we start putting Randall Cobb on the bench.
Okay, on the waiver wire.
On the waiver wire.
I'll put him on the bench.
You may not be able to put him on the bench this week, but I can understand if you are.
It's a bye this week.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. So don't. He's going to score zero. Like Crowder did.
So for Green Bay, you have the three wide receivers. You have Aaron Jones. You have potentially Ty Montgomery. A lot of pieces you got to replace if you own Green Bay Packers. You get to Tennessee, Scotty. You have DeMarco Murray. You have Delanie Walker. You have potentially Marcus Mariota. You have Ryan Succop, who's been very, very good as a kicker. Which, you know, maybe I'll drop Ryan Succop, but I'm just saying he's been good.
Yeah, I think, as far as, like, Succop goes, it's like you don't have to put comprehensive work into kickers, like I've been saying, but you should be aware of who's playing well. Yeah, and
correct.
Ryan Succop has been way better than Justin Tucker. People are still rostering kickers that have names and are not producing. As far as the rest of the Tennessee offense goes, Eric Decker laid a dud, so I think people are going to start forgetting about him, and it's justified. And Corey Davis, there was a report yesterday that he could be back as soon, maybe as week 9. And that's a guy that's going to be an instant playmaker in that offense. Rishard Matthews overall has been kind of disappointing.
Yeah, he has been in recent weeks disappointing, but it's funny because you got to hold on to a guy like Corey Davis. Everyone's going to be excited about coming out of the bye. Right? Everyone's going to be all excited now about Corey Davis. You're going to have to hold on to him.
Yeah, you got to hold on. Depending on what your record situation is, you have to hold on to Corey Davis.
I don't even know if it depends on what your record is.
If you're 1-5, you're 2. Well, you if you're 1-6, if you're 2-5, and you're scuffling, why the hell are you holding on to somebody when you need to get a win now? Corey Davis can't get you a win now. You need a W now. This week, you need wins. You need wins. When rosters are going to be depleted, you need wins. You can't be holding on to your bench unless you got the roster real estate. You can't be holding on to dudes like Corey Davis when you need wins now. If you're 5-2, if you're 6-1, you want to hold on to Corey Davis, of course, you got the roster real estate. You got the record real estate to do it. If you don't, Scott, I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and it goes for a lot of the guys that we've been talking about this morning, you know. Randall Cobb is like really the third wide receiver in an offense that's going to run the ball a lot and can't depend on their quarterback. So I'd be okay with cutting him if you're 2-5 or 3-4 or something like that. You know, why hold on? You can't wait for Sammy Watkins. And if Sammy Watkins has a blow-up game, this week, I don't know if I know what I'm necessarily saying, like an Amari Cooper game this week.
He has a bye. He can't.
No, I'm saying his next game.
Well, that's far away.
No, his next game, and you want to hold on to him. He could go right back in the tank with 2-for-12 the following week. So, what are you going to get? One game out of Sammy Watkins, maybe, and nothing out of Terrell Pryor because he's lost his starting job.
I agree. But anyway, Sammy Watkins with the Rams on a bye here this week as well. Sammy Watkins, would you hold on to Robert Woods through the bye?
I think so. He's clearly like a priority in that offense. Watkins has not been doing it. Robert Woods is the guy they've been able to actually depend on, at least, and fantasy-wise, you at least get a floor from Robert Woods every week.
Yeah, I agree with Scott. I think you can try your best you can to hold on to Robert Woods because he looked like he's going to be a piece moving forward, unlike Sammy Watkins.
So you're holding on to Robert Woods. You're obviously holding on to Cooper Kupp during the bye.
Yeah.
And Todd Gurley, no doubt, as well. All right, those are three of the six teams here that are on a bye this week. Then you get the New York Giants. Evan Ingram, you're holding on to with your life. Top five tight end going forward.
Yeah.
Okay. Sterling Shepard, you're holding on to for the bye because
yep.
He should be the number one wide receiver here.
For what that's worth.
Is Orleans Darkwa someone
Hell
you hold
no.
on to the bye?
Hell no.
I think so because
Why?
For depth. I think so. The guy did have a 117 rushing yard game against Denver. There are more byes coming up.
And then
I think
what did he have the week
plug
after
him
versus
in.
Seattle at he home? Nothing.
Nothing, but... Look, this sometimes in a 12-team league, you're going to need somebody that has a bye. You know, Darkwa, except for last week, has run well, every time he's gotten the ball. I don't think you write him off after one game.
I don't want to write him off. I also, Scott, want to hold on to him through the bye because running backs are so few and far between. He's one of them.
I'll cut him.
If I
need the roster real estate, I'm cutting him. If a Theo Riddick is out there, you know what I'm saying? Well, Theo Riddick's on bye.
No,
Theo Riddick is playing. If a guy like Theo Riddick is on your waiver wire and you're rostering Orleans Darkwa through the bye, you're making a mistake.
It depends, on what league you're in, too.
Theo Riddick is going to get work now with Golden Tate out.
Certainly.
That's for sure, but If you're in a 10-team league, you don't have to roster Orleans Darkwa. In a 12-team league, I doubt there's much out there that's on the free agent list that'll attract you much more.
Well, a guy like Theo Riddick is available in 62% of all Yahoo.
I'd rather have Riddick.
Unreal.
I'd rather have Riddick, yes, but you know, in a lot of competitive leagues, that he's not available.
62% is a lot. It's over half.
Depends on what kind of league, caliber league you're in.
Ooh, I want to go pick up Rex Burkhead this week.
I did that last week.
So someone else did it and then dropped him. So now I'm going to go pick him up. That feels good. Okay. The next team on a bye is the Arizona Cardinals.
They don't really have many fantasy options on that team anyway.
Let me ask you this. I asked you about Orleans Darkwa. I'll do the same with Adrian Peterson. If you own Adrian Peterson, do you hold on to him through the bye?
I would hold on to Peterson before I would hold on to Darkwa, but it depends on roster real estate. But for the most part, I can see you cutting Adrian Peterson, but I would try to trade him. That window might be closed. So, yeah, I would say I would lean towards holding Adrian Peterson, mainly because of the volume.
Scotty, would you hold on to Andre Ellington through the bye? Ellington was hurt before the bye. AP's first game, Ellington did nothing. And now Drew Stanton is the quarterback. And Bruce Arians made that clear yesterday morning that Drew Stanton is the quarterback for now.
I'm not holding on to Ellington, especially with Palmer out now and they have all their wide receivers healthy. I'm hopeful that Stanton can complete some passes to his wide receivers. I'm not worried about the running back. I can't do that.
I would hold Ellington in the PPR. The upside is just too much.
What upside is there with Drew Stanton?
I don't know, man. I agree with Scott. It's Drew Stanton.
Corey, I can't let you do this. There's no quarterback.
It's Blaine
Gabbert, Corey.
It's Drew Stanton. It's not Blaine
Gabbert.
Doesn't
make a difference. Either one. As long as he catches the football, but I don't care who the damn quarterback is.
I don't really.
The quarterback has to get the ball to him. I don't know that he can do that.
If he's a professional quarterback, he should be able to throw a screen pass to the running back.
Really?
I'm not asking him to throw the ball down the damn field.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say that about Scott Tolzien when you were saying that during the preseason?
They don't have a pass catching running back in Indy.
They don't have a quarterback in Arizona.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think I'm holding on. If I need the spot this week, I'll drop Ellington. I'll drop Ellington before
Ellington
AP
was good
right
for
now.
What, like a 2-game stretch with Carson Palmer?
He was good for more than a 2-game stretch, to be fair, and he looked good. And he looked on the upswing. Then he got hurt. Now Drew Stanton's the quarterback.
And all their receivers are back healthy too.
Yeah. I don't necessarily.
That don't mean nothing.
Think that means anything?
It does mean something. Why? Because they were throwing to him a lot when John Brown was out, etc. You know, now they got Brown back. You know, they were kind of like you
in
giving
PPR,
him more opportunities.
In the PPR, I would want to hold him. I can understand if you can't.
Okay. What about the wide receivers, Scott? You mentioned all the wide receivers are back. You're holding on to Larry Fitzgerald because he's Larry Fitzgerald. But these other guys, John Brown included, you hold on to them through the bye?
I don't roster those dudes.
I agree with you.
I guess his name is Scott. but Brown, Fitzgerald's really the only guy to hold on to.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about, you know, with Adrian Peterson, it's like what kind of value? That's what I was worried about with Adrian Peterson.
Sure.
The Rams had the worst run defense, fantasy points a game against running backs, but I still thought that Peterson could lay a stinker, and he did. They weren't able to establish the run at all. I know they got behind and everything, but what are you really going to get for Adrian Peterson right now? You can't cut him because the volume is there, but, like, who would you rather have the rest of the way, Peterson or Darkwa?
None of them.
No. Corey, that's not an answer.
You're right, Scott. It's not an answer.
You're right, Scott.
I'd rather have Peterson the rest of the way.
I think Peterson, I guess, like, Wayne Gallman exists, but you know what? No. I'm going with Darkwa because his quarterback's not Drew Stanton. I think that still matters. I'm going with Darkwa. What about you, Scott?
I'm gonna say Darkwa because the Giants want to run the ball.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't go that far.
Let's
either.
Not go that far.
They better not.
Without Odell Beckham,
the
they don't have a choice.
They do have a choice. Just continue to get blown out like they have been. That's the choice.
Who are they going to throw to?
Evan Ingram
and Sterling Shepard.
Okay.
<That's true. laughs> Okay. All right.
Although you know, they did run the ball very well against Denver. I don't think you can ignore that.
I think that's more of a... Oh, crap.
You looked at me and said that. I thought something was crawling on my head.
I'm looking at you just to go to you because I think, like, ultimately, like, given it's Denver, I think you can throw it out. I think it was just like, wow, surprise. I don't think it happens anymore, personally. Mm-hmm. One more team's on a bye this week. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags, you have Leonard Fournette, who, of course, you'll hold on to. I think if you're a Leonard Fournette owner, well, let me put it both ways. If you're a Fournette owner and if you're not a Fournette owner, do you hold on to Chris Ivory?
I think it's going to be a timeshare there because Yeldon looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do, though, because... you know, he can score touchdowns. He's going to be the goal line runner for that team.
Okay, so do you hold on to Ivory through the bye? If not a Fournette owner?
If you're not a Fournette owner, no.
Okay, if you are, you do.
Yeah,
you have to.
You have to.
Okay. And then he gets to the wide receivers. I know Blake Bortles' his best game of the year last week. Marquise Lee, Allen Hurns. I know people are picking up D.D. Westbrook right now. Do you hold on to those three gentlemen through the bye?
No, because...
I think
that was an aberration.
Okay.
Last week with the 300 yards, you can't trust any of those receivers.
So you're comfortable dropping all of them?
Yeah, yes. I am too.
You are too. Okay. We're done with the bye. Hopefully that helps. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and get more of our videos. Frenzy, we'll have a video up.
I cut up 10 a.m.
YouTube Live. We'll come back, talk some of the headlines from yesterday here on the Roto Experts.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
So something we did want to mention about last night's Washington-Philly game, guys, was, of course, Jordan Reed. We kind of skipped over that because we were talking about the wide receivers and Josh Doctson, Terrell Pryor, and Jameson Crowder. But Jordan Reed last night had a monster game. 8 for 64, 2 touchdowns. His first 2 touchdowns of the year. And I didn't read reports. He's as healthy as he's ever looked. I mean, he did have to come out a couple plays.
It's going to be his thing. His shoulder, the toe.
Yeah, exactly. The shoulder was bothering him. He saw him grimacing, but he came back. Played really, really, really well last night with 8 for 64 and 2. He looked good, but I don't think that's a story because if you have Jordan Reed, you're starting Jordan Reed, and that's great.
Yep.
To me, the story is the man that led Washington in receiving yesterday. It's Vernon Davis.
I know, again.
Vernon Davis had 67 yards receiving and 4 catches. And Scott, he only had 4 targets yesterday. But you were the one that said, with or without Jordan Reed in the lineup, you believe Vernon Davis should be only in all leagues and arguably started, especially with the state of tight end being as, you know, flexible as it is. So, I don't know if this is a misnomer with just this game or whatnot, but Vernon Davis is a part of this offense. And as much as the wide receivers have been a major conundrum and a major sticking point here with the lack of Terrell Pryor and the lack of Jameson Crowder, Vernon Davis has been a regular part of this offense. With Vernon Davis, you know, getting all these touches, I'll ask it again for you. Should he be owned and potentially started going forward? I'll read you his stats before you answer. Over the last 4 games, some of which Jordan Reed played, some of which he didn't. 5 for 58 in a touchdown. 2 for 89. 3 for 65. 4 for 67. The most targets he's had in any of those games have been 5.
The volume is not there, but every time they're throwing to him, it's in the middle of the field and he's breaking off big runs. I don't think that's necessarily sustainable. So he's not a tight end one for sure. But I think, you know, when you're looking for a tight end for a bye week, and certainly if the matchup is good, I think you can use him. I think there's a role for him in this offense because they haven't been able to depend on the wide receivers. And you never know when Jordan Reed is going to go down again. I wouldn't blame you for trying to trade Jordan Reed this morning.
Sure.
Because you don't know when he's going to get hurt again. Vernon Davis somehow or other is going to continue to stay relevant. He's not somebody you comfortably start, but as a bye week guy, I definitely plug him in.
One of the things that I think you got to kind of take this seriously now, because what you're seeing with Cousins is it's not so much, well, let me get the ball to Doxson, or let me get the ball to Crowder, or let me get the ball to Reed. Cousins is taking what the defense gives him.
Correct.
And if Jordan and if Vernon Davis is out there getting open, Cousins is going to deliver the football to him. One thing about Kirk Cousins, he likes to throw the football to the tight end.
Absolutely.
We know that for a fact. So, yeah, I think Vernon Davis. I just put in some bids. I just put in some bids this morning.
Yep.
For Vernon Davis.
You did against Dallas here this week.
I mean, it's better than Deion Sims.
Oh, absolutely. But like, but would you rather start Vernon Davis
or Antonio Gates?
No, you're not starting Antonio Gates.
Okay.
Nick O'Leary.
Yeah, I would start him over Nick O'Leary.
Would you start him over Jack Doyle?
That's a tough call right there. That quarterback in Indianapolis. In Indianapolis, I would start Jack. I would give Jack Doyle the love first.
Would you start him over Jared Cook?
I don't. Why would you do this? Yes, I'm considering. I'm having a debate with myself of picking up Jared Cook right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Vernon Davis versus Jared Cook—is that the debate Jesus. You're having?
But somehow, some way,
yeah, both of them are on the waiver wire, yeah, and I'm
somehow,
like,
some way, Corey
dudes.
Is always going to roster Sammy Watkins
and Jared
Cook, even when they were the final seasons in the NFL playing on the Browns.
At some point, he will own them. Scott, I'm with you.
You can't quit them.
I'm with you, but I think these are the guys you're talking about. Like, would you rather start for real, Scott, Vernon Davis or OJ Howard?
That's tough because Howard's had one good game.
Yep.
And that could be the breakthrough game. But, you know, he hasn't done it the rest of the year. But I got to think he's got the upside. So I'm going to go with Brake. The only thing is they have...
Brake's on choice.
I'm saying Howard. I meant they have two tight ends, which really challenges defenses. And last week, Buffalo was covering Brake and Howard was open. You know, what do they look at the film and see this week? But I feel like Howard's got more potential upside, so I'm going to go with Howard.
I got it. You know, and the thing about it is, I hate that I cut OJ Howard all over the place last week.
Yeah.
And now this week I got to go back and pick him up.
It's annoying.
It is. And I was on the kid. I think it could be his time. One thing that you see about him is the sun is wide open.
Yeah,
like,
that was a complete blown coverage.
We've seen that multiple times, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
We've seen it multiple times, but he's wide open. Is he getting this wide open, or are they just forgetting about him?
I think they're forgetting about him, to be honest.
There's so many other options there.
Mm-hmm.
They were double covering Cameron Brate on Sunday.
Yeah.
And plus, you got Evans, you got Jackson, and they weren't accounting for him.
Yeah, 100%.
Now they'll have to, and it'll be interesting to see how he responds.
So you said something a little while ago, Scotty, that if you own Jordan Reed, you would try to go trade him this morning.
Yes.
See what he did, 8 catches, the 60-plus yards, 2 touchdowns. You would try to trade Jordan Reed this morning. And it reminded me of something I wanted to talk about last week, but I wasn't here for it. And that was Amari Cooper's blow-up game. This week, are you sitting here trying to trade Amari Cooper as well?
No.
No, you're
because
funny
the
thing.
That's twice today his name was Scott.
I didn't say Scott.
He
was pointing towards me.
Put it to the middle of the field.
Yeah, but Joe, you can go ahead, Scott.
All right. But usually I let Corey's go because it's ladies first. But at this point, I almost even forgot the question.
Nothing new.
Corey's always interrupting me. Are you going to keep this up, Corey, or do I have to leave?
Let's get an answer.
What's the question?
All right, Corey, let's go to you then.
I'm going to have to leave because he keeps interrupting me.
The Amari Cooper question.
Nah, Jake made a very good point last week when he says that's the quickest that somebody's ever went from a buy low
totally.
To a sell high.
Totally.
Just that
that's
fast.
A good point.
Yeah, you
great
kinda,
point.
I can't do it because it's like, as we've been saying all along, as Matt said when he's been here.
Go ahead, Scott.
Now that I remember the question.
Now that his brain kicks in, he's going to go ahead and cut me off. Go ahead, Scott.
Exactly. Just like I would do on the road, too. But with Cooper, it's like you were waiting for it because you know the talent is there. He's just 23 years old. You knew he was going to try to get him the ball. This was a pivotal week. If he didn't do it, you were going to have to stick him to the bench. This was a pivotal week.
Yeah, I got to what's up, my man? Sorry, I'm talking to somebody that came in the room, and the audience is probably like, who the hell is he talking to? Here's the thing. I would sell because of the blow-up games.
You do it.
I would sell because of the blow-up games. I got to give the all-in kid his props. He always says the thing with Amari Cooper is he's going to have these big monster blow-up games, but for the most part, he's going to be inconsistent.
Right.
Which I hate to see that because when dude was running down the field, I'm like, this dude looked like Terrell Owens.
Right.
but it's just. But when you talk about selling, though,
in what regard? What context are you talking about selling? I'll never turn down an opportunity for trade, but I don't know if I'm aggressively trying to necessarily move him. Yeah, if I have a hole at running back that's gaping, I consider it. But right now, my team with Amari Cooper on it is pretty solid. So
okay.
I'm not aggressively going looking to sell him. This is what I drafted and waited him for. I'm not saying don't go out and not trade the guy, but I'm not like throwing it out there everywhere I'd see what I can get, you know, because you might like the returns coming forward. If you sell him, you're looking for a return. What about the return when you keep him?
To me, I'm selling him. I'm taking this opportunity to sell him, Scotty. You ask what the returns are. It's a fair ask, right? But this is a dude that has let you down so many times. And Amari Cooper has always kind of been about the blow-up game. We waived the consistency, and we got that blow-up game. The problem for me here is I don't know when the next one's coming, right? This week, he may have the road at Buffalo, it's a tough spot. He could have one for eight again.
And we're back again
in this terrible spot. And he said the same thing about Sammy Watkins, right? And Amari Cooper blew up. I don't think Sammy Watkins is going to do that.
Sammy Watkins is never going to blow up.
Right. But I would take this opportunity, and if I can get out of this, if I could somehow get out of this, if I could trade him for, like, Michael Crabtree all of a sudden now, because, like, oh, Crabtree, oh, Amari Cooper's back, I'm doing that and running.
If I was Amari Cooper owner, I would make that deal.
Absolutely.
I would trade him if I can get Dez Bryant back, if I can get Michael Crabtree back, if I can get Mark Ingram back, if I can get.
I feel like you're going too high.
Okay, sorry.
I don't know if he is because it depends on the league you play in, especially if you play in a mainstream league. Somebody's going to look at that 40
really
point
too
game.
Many mainstream leagues. Right, you're I'm too not much, you.
Yeah, you're not a fan.
I'm not you. I don't,
that's
I'm
right. You're
too
not
many
me.
Mainstream leagues. Yeah. I'm not you.
The listeners are mainstreamers. It's not me.
I'm here to help the listeners. I'm not amongst the listeners.
Right, you're too good for that. You're a snob. People send me emails, Scott, I'd like you to join my league. I say, sure. Corey goes, I don't have time for that. I'm too good for that.
I've never said those words in my life.
You don't have to. That's the message you give.
That's not the message I'm giving.
That's the message you give. But the listeners, I have to teach you again. Let me tutor here you again. The listeners play in a mainstream league. They look at that 40-point game, right? And they say, I might be willing to give up Mark Ingram for it. In a mainstream league, you might be able to do that. Corey's not wrong.
Let's not underestimate the mainstream player. I mean, I don't think the mainstream player is just an idiot.
I didn't say they were an idiot. It's not.
I didn't say that either.
You're not being an idiot to look at a 40-point game. But, you know, in mainstream leagues, a lot of times people will react. They'll overreact. Except I'm not saying they're idiots at all. All I'm saying is, in mainstream leagues, there's one, two guys, sometimes three, maybe four, that would look at a 40-point game and be willing to give up something significant.
Yeah,
because
Mark Ingram, because he also had this monster games last 2 weeks. You got to go to somebody. If you want, you use this argument, you want to go to Amari Cooper that blew up, and you go to somebody.
Dez Bryant's not going to work either
because he scored a touchdown and he's looked great. What if Dez
Bryant's yardage numbers been, though? They've been disappointing.
But you don't care because he scores a touchdown every week.
You think you can get
Alshon Jeffery? Would you get Alshon Jeffery?
Hell no, I'm not fooling with Alshon Jeffery.
Just ask. He spent the last hour defending Devonta Freeman. Yes, of course I traded him for Devonta Freeman. Like, come on.
And if Devonta Freeman's cut.
Yes.
Yeah, and people are reactionary in a mainstream league. They're coming off of this week. Freeman did not do as well as you thought. Look at Cooper. They might do it.
Brandon Cooks.
I'm trying to go running back. You going wide receiver.
I am.
Those are wash trades to me. I prefer Brandon Cooks.
I'm trying to find wide receivers. Yes, I'll tell you what. I'm in a league where that team is terrible. I have Amari Cooper that just blew up. I want to trade for a different wide receiver that doesn't have a bye coming up.
If I really have any sense in my head, though, Brandon Cooks has been way more consistent.
You're right.
You know,
you're
so
right.
I probably wouldn't do that.
You're absolutely
the first
right.
thing. Smart thing Corey said all morning about the trades being a wash.
We'll take a break. Yeah. We'll come back over some of the headlines here from yesterday. It's the Roto Expert sponsored by DX Racer. We'll be back right after this.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
We are back here right now on the Roto Experts. It feels much better in here now.
A little bit. It's getting there.
It's getting there. I feel good now. I feel like we're rolling right along here on the Roto Experts program. We mentioned this a little bit earlier on. Carson Palmer breaks his arm, and Bruce Arians says that Drew Stanton is the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. Now, I said this yesterday morning, that the report was he'll be out for 8 weeks, bringing him back around Thanksgiving. But Pro Football Doc said there is a chance that he could come back in 4 to 6 weeks because a guy, Thomas Davis, Corey, came back literally 2 weeks later, wore a big club on his arm, played linebacker. Obviously, Carson Palmer's a quarterback, can't do that. But there's a chance Carson Palmer can return sooner than those 8 weeks, if that means anything to you.
No. I'm trying to figure out why we talking about Carson Palmer.
Okay. Giving you all the news fit to print.
Nothing. Right. He's a donut moving forward. Don't get me wrong. He's been playing well. He was serviceable. But coming back with that broke arm, I'm not fooling with him. Just trying to move on. He should probably retire.
Okay.
Have we seen Carson Palmer? By the old studio. I was not there that day.
I didn't see Carson Palmer. There may be a
he's tall.
There may be a wow. We're working on a guest for tomorrow's Foul Territory program.
Cool.
That could be of interest.
He's going to come in studio?
Potentially, yeah. I don't know. It seems more optimistic than anything else, but we'll see.
It's funny that now because I was texting with Manzo, right? Mm-hmm. And now that you mentioned that, I kind of can almost guess who you're efforting to bring in.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let you guess.
Former New York Knick?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would have been cool. You're on the right line.
Uh-huh.
It is a former player from the New York area, but it's not a Knick. But he's a former player in the New York area. More recent than that person.
Oh, no. Not that guy.
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
Not the running back. No. No.
Oh.
This guy has no idea what we're talking about.
No, I have it down to two. Yeah. When he had that reaction, I have it down
That's
to two.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
For what we're doing?
That is a good one for what we're doing. I'll tell you a story about him in the break.
Okay. Scotty, we'll fight. I love how we just talked in circles and everyone knew. We knew what we were talking about. Nobody else. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Devontae Parker, Scotty, been out the last two games with an ankle injury. Basically, they have said if he practices today on the ankle and he looks good, he's going to play Thursday night. If he doesn't, it is all today, Tuesday. If he doesn't, he'll be out this week, come back next week.
Yeah, it's a short week for him to come back. I'm not expecting to see him. Kenny Stills has been getting the job.
He's
doing the job. He scored 3 times in the last 2 games. And, everybody talked about Cutler was going to, gun it and stuff like that. That's not him anymore, obviously. Moore is more the guy to gun it. One of those 2 touchdown passes was a jump ball to Stills, and Stills has always had incredible leaping ability, and that showed good chemistry between the two. No Devontae Parker. You got to continue to run with Kenny Stills.
Even this week, Baltimore's cornerbacks, it's the one part of the team that's not terrible.
Yeah,
they're not terrible, but I think there's a connection between Moore and Stills.
Okay.
Landry's going to – they really have to account for Landry, so Stills is going to get his. Moore is more of the type where he's going to throw it and he don't care.
I think that this is a nasty game.
I will not be watching.
Remember we talked about this yesterday.
We did.
The reason why that game was watchable last year, both teams were in the playoff hunt.
They were.
This year, not the case. So
the Dolphins are.
So the Ravens.
Dolphins are 4-2 now.
Ravens are what, 3-4?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But if you got to start anybody from this game, you're not going to feel good rostering, putting anybody out there besides those playmakers on the Miami Dolphins like a Jai and Landry. You got to put Parker out there that first game back. You better cross your fingers. I do like Stills, though.
So I'll say this. I own Devontae Parker in a league. Who would you rather start this week? Because I have him right now, I have him, and I'm deciding between a couple of guys. So I'm starting James White. I'm starting Theo Riddick as my running backs this week.
I like that.
Okay? I have two flexes here. One of them, I think I'm going to start Joe Mixon. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah. So I have one more flex left. That's Devontae Parker's spot normally. Would you rather start this? It's Tuesday. I get to start sick questions. But
yeah.
Devontae Parker or Josh Doctson?
I don't think Parker's going to play, so I think it's easy.
Corey
for does.
Corey says if he plays, you got to start him.
Well, they said they're going to test him on Tuesday.
Today.
Doxon, Washington's playing.
Washington's playing Dallas.
Dallas. I'd go with Doxon.
So you go with Doxon. Yeah, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
I think I would go with Parker, the guaranteed touches.
But he has the ankle. He could re-injure that ankle, and I hit zero.
But you know what, though? I see where Corey's going, though. He has an axiom of if he's active, play, and he's a quality player. You know, I think right now it's like, you know, you don't have to make the decision right now. I think you'll know a lot more by Wednesday, and then you can make your decision.
Absolutely. I'm not making any decision right now, and I'm sure I'll ask you guys this question again on Thursday.
If Parker plays,
and
you
I'm
use
sure
him,
Scott will give you a 50-50 answer again on Thursday.
Right. And Corey will sit here going, guys, who should I start?
Well, I just did that.
Yeah.
Thanks, my friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the latest with Devontae Parker. We'll find out more information today. Another player I have on this exact same team is Emmanuel Sanders. Vance Joseph last week, remember, literally ruled him out Monday morning, saying he's not playing this week. This week he was asked the same question. He said there is a chance Manny Sanders comes back on Sunday. So that's good news, of course, if you're an Emmanuel Sanders owner. Coming up tomorrow on the show, Corey, you're going to play a little either-or with Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, boy.
Who has been very, very, very bad.
I wouldn't say bad. He's been not good.
You know how many touchdowns Demaryius Thomas has this year?
One.
Demaryius Thomas, this year, on the season, his line is 30 catches, 389 yards, and zero. He doesn't have a single touchdown on
the
year.
Same amount of touchdowns as me.
He has been declining in touchdowns every year, and this is why I did not rank the guy in the top 20
this year. You absolutely are correct.
Yep.
You and I remember I looked at your rankings, like, dude, you're forgetting about Demaryius Thomas. Zero.
Yep.
And last week,
since week two, Trevor Siemian has thrown two touchdown passes.
Correct. And Vance Joseph was asked about benching him this week.
Wow.
And he was like, nah, Trevor Siemian's a quarterback.
Well, who? Paxton Lynch?
Brock.
Oh, Brock. Yeah, your boy, the Brockett ship.
Lynch is hurt, Corey.
Demaryius Thomas.
I don't get it. Scott, I don't.
Demaryius Thomas,
you won't be hurt. You keep messing with me.
Demaryius Thomas has not scored a touchdown since November 13th of last year.
It's almost a year.
Yeah. Almost a year.
He's going to get in the end zone this week.
No Emmanuel Sanders last week. It should have been the Demaryius Thomas show. Instead,
well, it's not Demaryius Thomas' fault. It's the damn quarterback don't know what he's doing.
But it's still a quarterback. It's still the same thing.
They've had quarterback issues for the last 3 years.
Without Emmanuel Sanders, two catches, 9 yards for DT.
It doesn't matter whose fault
long,
it is.
Didn't he miss on a long one?
He caught it. He ran 81 yards, but it was called back.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is. He's not producing the touchdowns.
Correct. This is a major issue.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the program, we'll play a little either-or with Demaryius Thomas. I'm excited to hear what you guys think about that tomorrow.
Me too.
Let's talk about the Titans for a little bit. We mentioned the Titans are on a bye here this week. And it's coming at a good time for them. Corey Davis should be healthy after the bye. We're excited about him. Corey, you and Matt have been very, very clear. You think this is a guy that can win you a league.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the kind of talent and playmaking skill he has. Now, I've come down on that a little bit because Marcus Mariota's not playing as well as I thought he would be.
But he's going to get healthy, which is big.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have that. You have DeMarco Murray banged up again. Now, Murray has a, banged up shoulder along with the ankle injury. He was desperate for a bye.
He's just a beat up
dude. And I think Matt's right about this one, too, that he was almost afraid to miss a game because Derrick Henry's going to take over.
Yeah, exactly. And DeMarco Murray like to cash checks.
Hell, absolutely.
But I'm going to have to play Sammy Watkins this week.
What?
I may have to.
No.
We're not talking about Sammy Watkins, Corey.
Or Torrey Smith.
We're talking about DeMarco Murray.
I would play Torrey Smith.
I think I would. Walker's on a bye. I can't play him. Thank God.
Can we get back to DeMarco Murray, please?
Please.
Thank you.
Say whatever you like to say.
Yeah, Scott. Talk about DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, because we're not talking about your team. It's not about your. The show is not about your team. But DeMarco Murray, just like I was surprised he even played. When the things that make DeMarco Murray special are his ability to cut back, to juke and make people miss.
Right.
And there was absolutely none of that on Sunday. I'd like, you know, we were all talking about DeMarco Murray and how the team should rest him. And we were all expecting to see Derrick Henry. And they have to him at some point. It's like they're putting him out there as long as he can, like, physically making him out there. But they're not helping their team because, look, they scored 12 points without a touchdown. If they have a healthy DeMarco Murray, if they rest him, it makes him a better offense for the Titans. I feel like they're making a big mistake.
The tight end for Tennessee is Delanie Walker. Walker hurt himself, and it looked bad to me because he couldn't really put any weight on that foot. It looks like it's just a bone bruise, which means after the bye, he could be okay, which means Jonnu Smith, take a step back.
People are going to the waiver wire to add him. Slow down. Slow your roll on
exactly.
that one.
Exactly, yeah.
Delanie Walker's played through a lot of injuries this year. You know,
yes,
sometimes you talk about injuries, and some guys are able, even if they're a game-time decision, to play through it and effectively. Delanie Walker gutted it out this week.
Absolutely. Good call on that, Scotty. Yes. Joe Thomas is not someone who can gut it out. After 10,000-plus snaps consecutively, he tears his triceps. He's out for the year for Cleveland. We also will find out tomorrow, once again, for the third consecutive week, who will be the Browns' starting quarterback on Sunday. Spoiler alert, it doesn't matter. Moving on. The latest of Martavis Bryant. He continues to be PO'd, and the Steelers continue to be stubborn about it. The Steelers don't need Martavis Bryant to be successful. We've seen that. You can make the case the Steelers are the best team in the AFC, I think. But Martavis Bryant has done nothing. And even after wins, he continues to complain. They have come out and said, we're not trading him. He wants to be traded. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we'll do a little either or when it comes to Martavis Bryant.
Martavis Bryant or Benny Fowler.
Benny Fowler, easily. Martavis Bryant or Sammy Watkins.
I think that actually is on here, to be honest with you. And that's the thing with Martavis. Can you drop Martavis Bryant?
Yeah, you can drop Martavis Bryant.
You can drop Martavis Bryant
a couple weeks ago.
But we never said that, though, until now. Mm-hmm. We never came out and said that. Or there you go. Terrell Pryor, Sammy Watkins. I don't know why I'm looking at a camera that's not on. Martavis Bryant.
Or Andre Holmes.
Terrell Pryor and Sammy Watkins, all droppable. We'll come back. We're going to hear from Thomas Rawls, Seattle Seahawks running back. Scott got a chance after the game to talk to him. About his fumbling problems, so stick around. It's the Roto Expert, sponsored by DX Racer. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning. And listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts, sponsored by DX Racer. And Scott, on Sunday you had an opportunity to chat with Thomas Rawls after the Giants game.
Yeah, and Rawls did start the game. He lost a fumble that turned into the only Giants touchdown. And Jimmy Graham dropped a potential touchdown pass early. He dropped one.
Two touchdown passes he dropped. One in the end zone, one on the 20 where he could have walked in.
Yeah, well, I guess technically it wasn't a drop touchdown pass because I don't know if he would have got caught or not, but, I guess you can debate that either way. But this, the Seahawks had over 200 yards in the first half and were dominating, offensively, but couldn't punch the ball in the end zone. But after the break, they had three touchdown passes, and Rawls talked about first overcoming the first half mistakes and secondly how Jimmy Graham redeemed himself.
We played against a good defense, even though they was limited, on numbers. But the whole game, I feel like we had a rhythm. Even with turnovers or things like that, we never got out of sync. It's not, and I know it's kind of cliche that we talk about, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. But that's truly true. We didn't start off good, but we finished well, and we finished with the win. That's all we could add.
Well, what about Jimmy? He certainly redeemed himself with that touchdown catch later on.
I know. He had to redeem himself. That's one thing about us, man, is that, we're not perfect, but we try to be. But it's all about redeeming yourself. It's all about – I think that's the true test. Whenever we have turnovers or drop passes or miss communication or miss assignments, I think that's all it's about, redeeming yourself, coming back, facing adversity and don't give up on yourself. And I think that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, so Rawls had the fumble. Graham dropped one, maybe two touchdown passes, depending on how you want to look at it. You know, drops have been a problem for Graham, but he was able to redeem himself with the late touchdown. As far as Rawls goes, he did start. He lost a fumble, as we said. You know, the running game really hasn't been there for the Seahawks this year, but they got Lacy and Rawls involved a lot early, and even threw a swing pass to Lacy on the second play of the game. I think they're going to try to keep feeding these guys until one of them develops a rhythm at some point. But, you know, C.J. Procise got hurt again in the first play of the game. So I don't know if you're going to know what's happened in the backfield here, but they're at least going to try to run the ball to try to keep the defense, like, to at least account for the fact that it's there. But this team is really about throwing the ball on offense.
Yeah, I mean, the running game is a disaster. It is an epic. Thomas Rawls was horrible on Sunday, I thought.
Yeah, but you know what? He sat by his locker and, you know, he counted for it.
Well, did you call him out for being horrible?
What?
I'm sure you weren't like you were really effing bad on something.
Well, you know, it's like I was the second wave of interviews. And
sure.
During the first wave, you know, he addressed that. So,
you know, it's interesting because I thought I found, like, you know, Rawls fumbled the ball. He missed blocks. He had drops. He was bad. He was bad. And Eddie Lacy was fat. This running game, who I agree, they only have to keep the defense honest, is useless for fantasy purposes. Useless.
The one guy that gets in there and seems to give him a spark is J.D. McKissick.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder at some point, you know, is he going to get the opportunity to play more regularly?
Totally agree with that,
Scott. They have to establish something before the postseason. Fantasy-wise, you think it might be wrong. Why would they make the postseason?
If they make the postseason, there's no lock.
I think they'll probably win the division.
I mean, the Rams are right up. The Rams are 5-2.
The Rams also lost to the Seahawks at home.
They did, absolutely. Yeah. But it's not a guarantee they make the postseason.
I would say they have a pretty good shot of it.
Absolutely.
I'm saying, though, they're looking ahead to that at some point. I think, you know, that internally, you know, that they're thinking, looking ahead to the postseason, we got to establish a running game at some point with someone.
Why?
Because you want to have a respectable running game in the playoffs.
They don't, and you're not going to with these guys. I don't think it's not going to happen.
Well, look, Procise got hurt again. I think when he's available, I think he's going to be the guy.
I don't know if he's available. You love saying this, though, that he's never available. I read this tweet yesterday, Scott, and you weren't here. I'll read it again. Pro Football Doc tweeted this out. C.J. Procise, ankle injury, return questionable. One snap, no contact before exit.
Yeah, I said the one play that he played one play on pass protection and he came out.
Correct.
Right, but I'm saying if there's any games that he's going to be available at all, I think he's going to start.
I don't know that he will be. I don't know that he will ever get healthy. Like, you're right. The one guy that has...
I can't say he's going to miss the rest of the season, though.
I don't think he... And I also think Pete Carroll hates him.
I don't think Pete Carroll hates him.
He hates that he can't get healthy.
Oh, I think we all do. You know, his fantasy players is Pete Carroll.
I don't really care that he can't get healthy. The fantasy players don't care because they don't own him anymore.
No, I'm saying, though, like, if you drafted Procise in the later round, it annoys the hell out of you that he can't stay healthy.
He doesn't annoy you anymore because you dropped him 6 weeks ago. You know, it doesn't matter. J.D. McKissick, you're right. That's the spark plug. That's the guy that if anyone's going to do anything, he's the one that has a little burst and a little energy and a little excitement and can do something with the ball.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree with that. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Waiver wire next hour. Who are we picking up this week and how much are we spending? We will tell you next here on the Roto Experts.